because the Tories weren't climate crazy enough. New Conservative Climate Party launches in Britain. By Peter Catalan, July 29, 2022. Claiming to be a conservative venture, the New Climate Party has launched in Britain with the aim of stealing seats from Tories not totally on board with the green agenda, claiming there is one election left to save the planet. Seemingly not satisfied with how utterly enamored with the green agenda the Tory party already is, the so-called Conservative Climate Party has been launched in Britain with the reported aim of stealing seats from conservative backbenchers who aren't completely on board with the push for net zero. The new party emerges onto the scene despite the Conservative Party's almost completely lockstep approach to the green agenda, with both of the candidates vying to become the next leader of the party, as well as Britain's next prime minister, openly declaring that they will back the current government's net zero plan. But this is seemingly not enough for Climate Party leader Ed Gemmell, who, according to an article by The Guardian published on Thursday, believes that Tory candidates for leader have not been enthusiastic enough in committing themselves to net zero. "That's not leadership. That's self-interest," the publication reports Gemmell as saying. "We've got one election left to save the planet." The left-leaning paper goes on to say that the party is aiming to compete for 110 seats where the Tories are only winning by up to 7,000 votes in the hopes of unseating alleged climate skeptics, with the Tory Net Zero Scrutiny Group being a specific target for Gemmell, who claims that his party is speaking for people with traditional conservative values. "The Craig McKinleys, the Steve Bickers, will stand against them in every single place," the Climate Party leader declared. "Any conservative that tries to join that group and destroy the future of my kids and lose us this big opportunity, we will put a center-right candidate against them." According to the report, Gemmell went on to emphasize that the party aims to bring the focus in of all of the great minds in Britain to the issue of fighting climate change. However, if the aim is to bring in focus, the party has not gotten off to the best start, having soft-launched last week to little to no fanfare. Looking at the numbers at the time of writing, the party has barely over 200 followers on Twitter, with the party's launch video on its own TikTok page having only been viewed 36 times according to the Chinese social media giant's own tally. Not that this lack of attention matters much in the long run, with the mainline Conservative Party already making a great effort to push climate change as a central party issue. For example, both of the party's leadership candidates, Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss, have already both committed themselves to continuing the push for net zero, which involves the government aiming to make Britain a carbon-neutral country by 2050. The so-called Conservative government has even committed to banning the sale of new carbon-emitting cars by 2030, something that it sees as part and parcel of its new green industrial revolution. "We'll invest more than £2.8 billion in electric vehicles, lacing the land with charging points and creating long-lasting batteries in UK gigafactories," outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson said back in 2020. "This will allow us to end the sale of new petrol and diesel cars and vans in 2030. He continued, before noting that the government would generously allow some carbon fuel vehicles to remain on the market until 2035. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.